Hello, it's the Ghost. Welcome to They Call Me the Ghost. If you're a fan of the strange but true happening in our world and the dark and mysterious goings on, then you are in the right place. And today is an update on Audrey. After spending more time with Audrey and talking to Dr. Michaels, it became more clear that there was definitely a leak. Ideally, Audrey and Aiden were pegged for the perfect situation. If Audrey would have had more than two glasses of wine and have really gone out that night, she would not have quite remembered her night so well, you know, and she wouldn't have been home on time and remembered that either, in bed on time. She might not have been as clear-headed the next morning either. Hence, she might not have noticed anything. It was the perfect scenario if it would have played out like that. The man is off on a business trip and gone for a few days. The girl goes out, maybe doesn't remember everything so clearly and doesn't feel good for a few days. It could have just gone like that, and then she wouldn't have noticed anything. She would have thought it was all her own doing. However, we don't feel that they being the aliens involved here, were counting on the fact that she would have such a calm and responsible evening. They also didn't count on how in tune she is with her body. And of course, this is speculation, guys, but we're putting it together as we would with any case, and you're here with us. Anyway, Audrey knew something was wrong from the get-go. Her energy was strong enough to affect things around her. She was aware to take notice of it all. We know the aliens are probably watching us figure all of this out as well. Don't think we forgot about that. They are keeping an eye on the baby, which means they are also keeping an eye on everything we do. We don't feel any real threat by this, though, because as long as we don't harm what's going on here, we feel that Audrey is actually safe. But what about Aiden? Remember I talked about him last time? And if you haven't caught up on all the Audrey story, I'd go back and listen to it, because this is how it's unfolding for all of us in pretty much real time. But what's going on with Aiden? He was just going about his business, then came home. He went in for a few tests this last week. And so I would like to highlight a couple of things that we learned about him, because the question was, is Aiden just going along in all of this completely unaffected? How can he be so supportive? How can he just sit there, go to work, and take it all? How is this happening for him? Well, one thing that we noticed through testing is that Aiden's oxytocin levels are higher than normal. One might think, hey, if you're going to make someone be settled with something, give them some dopamine, be the happy guy. But as Dr. Michaels explains and reiterates, dopamine is more of an instant gratification chemical, still important. But oxytocin, which normally would rise and fall because of physical contact for things like that, like a good hug, it makes us feel that gratification also through those things, while also providing, though, longer lasting effects, particularly about feeling calm and safe, right? We get those things from the people around us. So that seems to be where they're focused. His serotonin was also off. It's another brain chemical that supports our kind of social selves. It functions in an entirely different way than oxytocin. It promotes the feelings of things like pride and loyalty and your status in the world, your confidence. When we feel a sense of accomplishment or recognition from others, we are experiencing those effects of serotonin. So with Aiden's chemicals like this being elevated like they are, it keeps him calm and supportive. We don't know if this is something that would normally happen. However, in this situation that we're in, it completely makes sense. This couple has become aware of their situation. The woman is not alone. Oftentimes, you know, we hear of these pregnancies, these stories of women who are pregnant with alien babies. You know, we've heard about the Italian girl, and the girl has been impregnated multiple times. But where are the guys in their lives? A lot of times, there isn't one. Seems like they are alone a lot of the time, if not most of the time, but not with Audrey. Because she's become aware that something was wrong, and they had to handle it, and they had to handle Aiden as well, all right, these aliens. Audrey became aware of what was going on, and so of course she would tell Aiden, so they had to do stuff with him also. It only makes sense. Nothing that they're doing is harming him, but it certainly is helping keeping him from getting, you know, freaked out, basically. And it keeps him physically present. He's not so scared that he's chosen to run, which might happen to anyone else. I mean, aside from the fact that they think they're pregnant with an alien, they might just think that the woman that they're with is completely crazy, and they'd want to run from that. Even with Aiden aware of everything that's going on, just those two things that we found so far chemically are keeping any fear or quick decisions at bay, at least. For him, he's supportive, loyal. He's feeling quite accomplished. He's part of something big. And with his mind basically being tricked a tad as it is, he's just there now to do his part. It's pretty amazing to uncover this and see how these aliens are adjusting the situation to their needs. They're very detailed, and although they cannot recreate a human body, as it would seem, they definitely know about it, and they're manipulating him to fit their circumstance. The nice thing to know is that what they're doing so far that we can find is harmless. There shouldn't be any real long-lasting effects on Aiden from what we've found so far, at least up to this point. As for Audrey, we're just not sure. Will she have long-lasting effects from this? Our feeling thus far is that if she were to have been completely unaware, she would just be moving along with her normal pregnancy. But what is this full awareness doing to her in her situation? Will it change her on a more permanent basis because more has to be done to her? We just don't know. She is acting a bit more strange now that she's fully accepted what's happening. And she's kind of sitting around in her pregnancy, waiting to find out what happens next. But she's also been doing some new odd things. For instance, we left her alone last weekend so that she could settle in with her thoughts, get a bit more secure in her position for the long haul that it could be. Hoping that would work, you know, we left her alone for a few. During that time, though, she talked to Aiden, and she talked him into going to the local garden store and picking up multiple plants. When I got to their condo a few days later, I saw that she had basically set up an in-house garden. She's growing vegetables, herbs, I mean, all kinds of things in support of what she desperately is feeling she needs. I mean, she was onto those veggie shakes, it replaced everything else, and now it's getting more elaborate, and she is more focused on her intake than she even was before. Even in her old life, when she was very physically fit and in tune with her body, cared about it a lot, this has taken it to a whole nother level. This is also interesting to watch because now she's personally involved. So aside from what she's doing, it's her personally. Again, we hear stories of alien impregnation and alien anything, right? They're out there all the time. And when we're hearing about it, most oftentimes, it's about somebody else, right? Not yourself. For Audrey, this has now become about her own self, and she's fully aware of it. Imagine for you if instead of reading about it on Reddit, it's actually happening to you. It might put you in a state of craziness. For her, she's fully aware of it. Her body and mind are both taking ownership of her situation, and it's changing her behavior. She's become more obsessed about what she's putting in her body. Aiden tells us that she's filing her nails every day watching the progress. And instead of being freaked out by it like she was in the beginning, her nails growing so quickly, she's now more pleasantly amazed by it all. She's accepted her situation. She's actually taking pride in it. This is a good thing, and it also can be a bad thing. Depending on how this all plays out, she could go into a deep depression when this is all over and need to be watched closely. She definitely needs to be watched closely now. Not to mention the fact that she is actually pregnant herself. Let's not forget that. And this kind of behavior and mindset could actually hurt her own pregnancy if it goes too far. It could hurt her childbirth and child rearing later if it's not kept or gotten under control. When I got to her house this week, she basically had taken over her entire dining room area. It's full of plants. She's growing anything that she can, that she can put inside her body that she feels that she needs, which is pretty much every good organic vitamin and plant ever. It's overkill for sure, but we can't really stop her from doing it because it's now in her instincts to do so. This is a mental game as well as a physical game, and because she has become aware of her situation, and I can't stress enough how important that is with how this happened to these two people, because that happened in the way that it did, things are different for Audrey and Aiden. We hear a lot of stories out there about these alien pregnancies, right? And the women seemed amazed by it all. But this situation has more real life realism, can I say that, to it? It's my full belief that she was not supposed to be aware of this pregnancy, the alien part. I believe that the aliens were counting on her being more out of it that night when everything happened. I don't think they counted on her being as responsible as she is with herself, as in tune with her body as she is. It was the perfect situation, really, for them. I mean, she closes a big deal. She doesn't have her man around. She goes out to celebrate. It's a no-brainer for many, but not with Audrey. Audrey was good. She did not overdo it. She went home and does what she always does. She took her bath and went to bed. She was aware of that night. She was aware of the storm that happened during the night. However, I can tell you this, after sitting and talking to Dr. Michaels and discussing more about that storm, it is our belief that there was no storm. Clearly, there was an alien presence that had taken over her condo that night. The lights flashing and things like that wasn't lightning. They were aliens probing and deciding what to do. It's a common belief that aliens are perfect, you know. And I want to stress this too. We believe in general, a lot of people believe, that their technology, the alien technology, is way above ours, that they know everything. And we don't know anything. I've said this before and I'll reiterate it again because it's important. This is just not the case. They are out there in the universe just like we are. And they do make mistakes, just like we do. They are not perfect. We have to remember that their way of traveling is through space, in spaceships, right? We have planes and cars. We are a different kind of species. We stick to our own planet, and they do not. That is the only reason that they seem more impressive to us, because they come in UFOs and big ships and do things we don't understand. Technology on those, sure, we don't actually have all of that yet. And so people deduce in their stories and posts and things like that that they say about aliens all of the time end up to be that aliens are just a lot more extraordinary than they actually are. They have different technology than us. It does not make them better. I know there are those of you that will refuse to believe that, and there's some of you that will be open to this idea. But all I can tell you is in my experience, I feel I know this to be true. I can only share it with you, and you can decide what you want to believe on your own. Now, all of that said, what will happen with Audrey and Aiden and the babies and all of this? This pregnancy has not been pulled from Audrey yet. Even with the work we're doing and the full understanding of what's going on with us and them, we know this pregnancy could actually be pulled at any moment. We do not know how long this baby needs to be inside of Audrey. This is different than someone being pregnant only with an alien child that goes the whole 9 months and then gives birth. We've heard those stories many times. But here they're using Audrey to create their hybrid, and this is completely different. There's no doubt they are aware that we know what's going on, yet they are allowing us to continue our research and what we're doing. It is our belief here also that they are allowing this all to happen because we are not doing anything to harm or remove their child. Audrey has agreed to be part of this study with us, Dr. Michaels, and our team, and to her, it's personal at this point. She doesn't care about her job anymore, even in the last week. I mean, Audrey is different. For her, her hormones are also out of whack. That's natural. But she's taken it full on. She has taken ownership of this alien pregnancy, and she feels somewhat responsible for what it is, what's happening to it inside of her. She wants to care for her own child, of course, but she doesn't want to harm their little guest either. During all of this that's going on, neither me, my team, Dr. Michaels and his team, we don't want to come across as any sort of threat to Audrey on what's going on. So not to Audrey or Aiden, and also not to any of those otherworldly beings that might be watching what we're doing, because we know they are. We are there to watch and observe and make sure that Audrey stays healthy and so does her child while we learn, and that is one of our main focuses. When this is all said and done, we realize that that child, that shadow baby, will probably go away. But it's our duty at this point, since we've taken on this case, to do what we can to help protect Audrey, her mind, and her own baby. and realistically, her future. If she doesn't come out of this mentally okay, her future is in jeopardy. Perhaps Audrey and Aiden will not even remember any of this when it's all said and done. We just have no idea what's going on behind the scenes from the aliens' perspective. We do know, though, that they're allowing us to do what we're doing while they're going about what they're doing. So in a sense, we're working together without working together at all. There are also some other interesting things that are starting to happen that I wanted to point out before I go today. One is that we know that Audrey's hair was growing, right? But now it's changing. Not only is it getting longer, it's starting to change shades, completely inexplicably. For some reason, her hair is taking on reds. If this keeps going, what it looks like, she's going to turn into a full-blown redhead. This is someone that was just out there in the world, like a lot of people with their normal hair, and they're getting highlights done and things like that. That's what she's been doing for years, but now her hair in its entirety is turning red, even where it's been bleached. We can't explain it. We don't understand it. So all we can do is watch it and see where it goes. Secondly, and on a fantastic note for her, her skin is becoming enhanced. By this, I mean her flaws, any of them, not that she had many at her age, are disappearing. This pregnancy situation is leaving her with no trace of smile lines, surprise lines on her forehead. Her skin looked like porcelain when I saw her just a couple days ago. When we went to see her, her skin had improved just from when we'd seen her the last time, and her skin wasn't messy before. Whatever they're giving her, or whatever they gave her in the beginning, was it a booster? We don't know. It has boosted all of these qualities. She's become obsessed, filing her nails every single day, but proud of their growth, instead of scared about it like she first was. She used to be putting her hair up a lot in the beginning to avoid putting the length out there so that it was something that people would notice. She didn't want to think about it either. But now she's wearing it down every day, brushing it, watching it, taking care of it. And I can see she's taking a sense of pride in it, the length, the thickness. She's even happily surprised by the red color. She would never have wanted to be a redhead before, so says Aiden. So the fact that she's happy about this tells us that her body makeup is changing as well and how she sees it. We need to keep an eye on her mentally to make sure that she does not get lost in all of this. We don't want to lose Audrey. She's trying to do something good. But she's also becoming a little bit obsessive and a little bit too focused on the fact that she's caring for this giant situation inside of her. If she's pushed too far and gets too involved in this and loses her connection with the real life that she's actually living and will go on to live after this, things could go downhill very quickly. So we have chemical makeups, attitude changes, physical changes, and focus changes. That's a lot that's happening just from the human side of all of this. Women that are pregnant normally also have a lot of things happening, but hers seem to be to the extreme. She shares her focus not only with her natural child, but with the other unknown being inside of her. Both Harley and Ryder, and if you don't know who they are, they're part of my personal team that we go out and do a little bit more physical taxing jobs normally, and they're part of my team. You can check out more on They Call Me the Ghost to find out more about my team if you're interested. But I need Harley and Ryder closer in on this one. They'll be spending personal time with Audrey over the next few days. Harley will be tracking and monitoring Audrey's mental health and state of being along with Ryder to see if Audrey's possibly being changed more permanently, because we don't want this. We will be going back to Dr. Michaels next week, and we will be testing all of her levels again, as well as Aiden's, to try to keep track of everything. We need to stay on it. It seems like new things are popping up all of the time, so we want to know what all those things are. At Audrey's last meeting, or appointment with Dr. Michaels, rather, this week, the crazy 3D ultrasound that he uses, if you don't know about that, catch up on the episodes, guys. The 3D ultrasound showed us some new things, and this 3D ultrasound is very cool. Anyway, it showed us some things about the shadow baby. And remember, I'm calling this a shadow baby only because that's all we can see. There is a being inside of Audrey, but the alien technology, whatever they're doing, is hiding it from us, trying to. Dr. Michael's own advancing technology has allowed us to see that there is a being there, but all we can capture is a shadow figure. Well, anyway, along with the shadow that we had been seeing, there was also now, this is new, a blue aura around this being. It was not there before. So first off, that makes us feel like this being is progressing. The second thing it does is it allows us to see more of this little being's features. We know that it has arms. We know it has legs. And then aside from the blue aura, the second thing we were able to see are two yellowish-green light spots. Going off regular assumptions, it would appear to us that these are the eyes. The shadow itself is a little bit bigger, along with Audrey's own baby. And Audrey herself, she's gaining size. So, like I said before, now Audrey's in this pregnancy, so we need to just keep observing and learning. We can't predict exactly what will happen, schedule everything out, we just don't know. With the shadow baby taking more shape and appearing to progress, Dr. Michaels is setting up to do more of a medical examination of the shadow baby itself, if he can. He's working on his 3D imagery and his own medical gadgets to hopefully hone in on just that baby to see what he can pull from it. He's doing some testing now and with other things to see if he can separate the situation, meaning separate the shadow baby for study from Audrey and her own baby in his observation. So hopefully we can get somewhere with that next week. And that's my latest update on Audrey, guys. I have a feeling, though, that things are going to start to get a little more amazing pretty quickly as the days and weeks continue here. With the changing in the shadow baby, we know it's moving forward and its growth. But again, I have to remind you that we don't know what any of it means. I mean, does this baby only need to be inside of Audrey for 3 months? Does it only need a few more weeks? Having never been a part of watching an alien pregnancy like this so closely, we're really not sure what exactly will happen in this particular situation. In all reality, a pregnant woman could be used in an alien tandem pregnancy for just a few weeks. How much do they really need to grab from the mother and the human baby inside to create their own hybrid? We just don't have those solid answers yet. Hopefully, we can learn a few things. So stick with the story, guys. Glad to see that you're here. Thank you for listening to the latest and greatest on Audrey. I do appreciate you being here. And until next time, and I will talk to you all soon.